Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 60 for Tuesday, September 13th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished lower on Tuesday, pressured by weakness in vegetable oil, crude oil, and the lingering effects of yesterday's USDA production report. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $4 below unchanged, with the November contract checking in at $457.90 a ton. That's down $1.20. The USDA predicted that U.S. soybean production and ending stocks would both rise in 2016-17, and that report, although being made yesterday, was still weighing down the entire oilseed market. Crush margins were also lower on the day. However, the Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. Cold temperatures were recorded across western Canada last night, with some areas receiving a touch of frost. The cool, wet weather has delayed some harvesting and put a weather premium into the market. Slow farmer selling was also a feature of the day. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were 14 to 19 cents lower. The November contract was at $9.45 a bushel. The market continues to push lower under the weight of yesterday's USDA report. The agency predicted this year's production would be even larger than initially thought. Strength in the U.S. dollar is also making life difficult for U.S. exporters. The health of the U.S. crop is also bearish. Many thought the steady rain throughout much of the summer would have a negative effect on the U.S. soybean crop, but so far, that doesn't appear to be the case. Chicago corn was 8 to 9 cents lower, with the December contract checking in at $3.30 a bushel. The corn market is also feeling the effects of yesterday's USDA report, which predicted a massive corn harvest. Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, and Idaho are all expected to have record yields this year. Conditions in the Mississippi Delta are said to be very good for the harvest. Meantime, ethanol production in the U.S. is starting to ramp up. Wheat dropped 8 to 9 cents with the most active December contract at $4 a bushel. The stronger U.S. dollar is dragging down the U.S. wheat market. The USDA report pegged ending stocks at 8.2 million tons higher this year than last, and that was bearish. At last word, Australia's wheat crop was pegged at 28.1 million tons, and that is up from the previous estimate of 25.4 million tons. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 13th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.